Welcome to the Peaceful Wellness Podcast with me, your host, Deb Phelps. If you are ready to unite with your true nature and find the calm you need to go through this journey called life, then walk a while with me as we learn to be resilient with mind, body, spirit modalities. I am a meditation teacher, mindfulness coach, sound healer, yoga specialist, and these and other modalities have helped me to truly find peaceful wellness within. So let's take a mindful approach together now. Hello, and welcome to a transformative episode of Peaceful Wellness with Deb, where we journey into the heart of our intuitive selves. I'm Deb Phelps, and I'm here to guide you through recognizing intuitive signals, today's topic, and also a cornerstone of our Intuitive Awakening series. This episode is dedicated to tuning into the whispers of our intuition, those feelings, sensations, and subtle cues that guide us toward our truth. We'll explore how to discern these signals from the noise of daily life and how to trust and act upon them, enriching our decisions and life path. So let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The language of intuition. So this is really the heart of our discussion today as we are exploring the rich and varied language of intuition. Intuition is like a whisper in a crowded room, easy to miss if we're not paying attention, yet unmistakable once we learn to tune in. It's a profound form of inner communication that often bypasses our rational mind, speaking instead through feelings, sensations, and symbols that resonate deeply within our psyche. Intuitive feelings can often be felt as a gut reaction. And maybe you have felt this too. I know I certainly have. A gut reaction is an instant sense of knowing that something is right or wrong without understanding why. It's a primal form of wisdom. It's guiding us towards safety, truth, and often our deepest desires. And these feelings are visceral, experienced in the body as much as in the mind. And learning to recognize and trust these feelings is a crucial step in deepening our intuitive connection. Now, intuitive sensations can manifest in various ways, maybe a fluttering in the stomach, maybe something like I get, which is like tingling along the spine, or maybe there's warmth in the heart. And these physical sensations are clues. They're guiding us toward or away from people, decisions, even environments that are in alignment with our path. So how we cultivate this awareness is we need to become attuned. So becoming attuned to these signals requires cultivating a deep awareness of our inner state. And it begins with mindfulness, the practice of being present and fully engaged with each moment. And so, yes, meditation and mindfulness is part of this journey, something that I have been journeying on for many decades. And this is what really cemented my access to my inner wisdom. And that is through mindfulness and meditation. Now, mindfulness allows us to quiet the chatter of the mind, creating the silence within, which our intuition can then speak. So certainly a great, powerful tool for cultivating presence is mindful breathing. And by focusing on our breath, we anchor ourselves in the present, becoming more receptive to the subtle whispers of intuition. And mindful breathing is pretty easy to practice. And the more we do it, the quieter our mind becomes, and the more we can hear the whispers. Body awareness is another piece to this mindfulness. It's regularly checking in with our body. It helps us recognize where we hold tension or stress, or where we feel open and relaxed. And these physical cues can offer valuable insights into our emotional and intuitive state. And what this does for us, this creates space for intuition to speak. So certainly over the decades that I have been working with meditation and spirituality and my own inner guidance, I had to remember to make that space. And that's how I really began to hear spirit's voice. Now, for me, I call my connection spirit. You may have a connection with different spirit guides. You may have connection with angels, whatever it may be. I like to think of it that the whole essence of that realm is all about love, support, comfort, and compassion. And it doesn't matter who steps forward, right? Maybe it's an angel this time, and I've had that occur in my life. And it may be just a knowing that steps forward. Maybe it's ancestors that step forward. You know, speaking of the angels, one time I do remember many, many years ago, with my second husband, I was dealing with child custody and that whole realm. And we were going to go to court again. And I just really didn't want to do this again. And I just prayed and put that forth to spirit that I really don't want to do this. I'm afraid to do this. And I need your help. What can I do? And instantly it came to me that as soon as I entered the courtroom, that I was to acknowledge in each corner the four angels that were there protecting me. Now, there were no names specified, but when I did walk in that courtroom, I acknowledged each corner of the room. And it turned out in that session that there wasn't the whole judge and each lawyer battering back and forth. What happened was both attorneys went into the judge's chamber and worked out the issue. And it was done. And I was so relieved. So that's just one of my stories of how we have to make space and say, okay, I'm ready to hear that. I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge. You know, certainly I would have liked more information in the guidance, but the fact that I had the willingness to do what was suggested to me, acknowledge those four angels in the corners, that brought me that sense of safety and comfort that I needed in that moment. So creating that space for intuition to speak is vital. And in our busy lives, finding moments of quiet and stillness where intuition can surface is really essential. Now, this might be during your morning meditation, a walk in nature, or even in those quiet moments before sleep. It's important to create those intentional spaces in our day for silence and reflection, as it allows us to connect more deeply with our intuitive self. As we navigate the landscape of intuition, remember, it's a personal journey, and it's unique to each individual. What feels like an intuitive nudge to one person might manifest differently in another. The key here is to listen. And to listen with openness and curiosity to what your intuition is communicating. And then trust. Trust in these internal signals, for they are the guiding stars on your path to deeper understanding and self-awareness. As we further explore the language of intuition, it's important to recognize that intuition speaks to us in a language that we, and only we, can fully understand. And this personal language of intuition is composed not just of feelings and sensations, but also of symbols images, dreams, and even words. For me, sometimes even song lyrics. And it resonates with our deepest selves. That's how I know it's my intuition, because it's speaking my language. It really is as if our spirit guides, angels, intuition knows exactly how to communicate with us in ways that will capture our attention and guide us most effectively. And one of those times was song lyrics. I was going through a difficult time many years ago and wasn't sure about what I should do. And I heard the song lyrics to Heartlight, which is the song from the movie E.T. And it was, turn on your heart light, let it shine wherever you go. Let it make a happy glow for all to see. And that really made me light up, unintended there, as to, yes, I'm supposed to let my heart shine, my love to shine through everything I do. And just know that it is personalized communication. This unique aspect of intuition that speaks to us in that tailor-made manner for each person really highlights the deeply personal relationship that we have with our intuitive selves. And so that's important, to develop that relationship. Now, some of the ways that your angel, spirit guide, higher self may speak to you may come in a vivid dream. That's one. Maybe that dream offers insight into a challenging situation. For others, it might be a recurring image or a symbol that appears in moments of contemplation, and this offers guidance or affirmation. For many, it's just that sudden clarity of thought, as if an answer has been whispered directly into the mind, arriving with a sense of undeniable truth. So how do you learn your intuitive language? Well, there's a few ways that you can do that. One is dream journaling. Keeping a journal of your dreams can be really a powerful way to decipher that symbolic language through which your intuition often speaks. And over time, you may begin to notice patterns or maybe reoccurring symbols that carry specific meanings for you. In all symbolic awareness, pay attention to the symbols or images that catch your eye in daily life or during meditation. Sometimes I feel as if there's a line in a book or something that I've read or a quote, I feel there's a marquee almost that lights up in my mind and says, pay attention to this line. So whether it's an animal, a number, a shape, a quote, consider what personal significance that these symbols may hold and how they're guiding you intuitively. Another way to do this is direct dialogue. Just experiment with asking your intuition direct questions during moments of quiet reflection. You might be surprised at how often you receive an answer, whether it comes as a feeling, a thought, an image, even words in your mind. A lot of what I found in working with students and clients over the many years is that we're always asking, we're always talking to our higher wisdom, but we're not listening. So maybe it's time to have that active listening and really listen to what our higher self is telling us. So trusting these responses then builds a stronger connection to your intuitive guidance. The key here is to remain open and curious, willing to learn, and to adapt as we grow in our understanding of this dialogue. And when we embrace this, it not only deepens our connection to our inner selves, but it also enriches our journey through life, offering clarity and guidance and insight in moments big and small. As we continue to explore and trust in the many ways our intuition speaks to us, we unlock new layers of wisdom, understanding, and self-awareness. I'd like to share with you a guided meditation where we can sense intuitive signals. And this is a body scan meditation. So let's embark on a journey within through this guided body scan meditation. And it's designed to enhance our sensitivity to the intuitive signals that speak from the depths of our being. Find a quiet, comfortable space where you won't be disturbed. And gently close your eyes. Allow yourself to be guided by my voice as we deepen our connection to our intuitive selves. Let's begin with deep breaths. So inhaling deeply, filling your lungs with air, bringing in that peace and calm. And exhaling slowly, releasing any tension or stress. And with each breath, feel your body becoming more relaxed and more grounded. Allow yourself to sink into the present moment, opening the doors to inner awareness. Start at the crown of your head. As you gently bring your awareness here, notice any sensations. Slowly move your focus to your forehead, the seat of intuition for many. Pause and breathe into this space. If you sense any tightness, imagine it melting away with your breath. And here, ask your intuition to open more fully to guide this journey. Bring your attention to your throat, a center of communication. Notice the sensations here, inviting clarity and truth to resonate within this space. Gently shift your focus to your shoulders, often a storage place for burdens and responsibilities. Consciously let go of these weights, allowing your intuition to flow more freely. And now move down to your heart, the core of your being. Breathe into your heart, feeling it expand with love and warmth. This is a powerful area for intuitive feelings, often speaking through emotions and physical sensations. Sit with your heart, listening for any messages or sensations that arise, embracing them with gratitude. Guide your awareness to your solar plexus now, just above your belly button, a center of personal power and intuition. What sensations or feelings do you notice here? And continue down to your gut, your second brain, where gut instincts originate. Pay attention to any feelings or intuitive nudges that present themselves. Trust the wisdom of your gut as it communicates in its unique language. Continue the scan through your lower body, your hips, legs, and feet, each part of you grounded in the Earth's energy, each cell vibrating with life and intuitive potential. Notice how your body communicates as a whole, how intuition might not just be a single point, but a symphony played across your being. As you conclude this body scan, take a moment to thank your body and your intuition for their guidance. Recognize that this practice has deepened the connection to your intuitive self, enhancing your ability to listen and respond to its signals. When you feel ready, gently bring your awareness back to the room. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Stretch if you need to, and slowly open your eyes. Carry with you the insights and sensations discovered in this meditation, knowing you can return to this inner dialogue whenever you seek guidance. Recognizing our intuitive signals is just the beginning. The next step is to trust and act upon them. And this leap of faith can be challenging, especially in a world that often values logic over intuition. However, by taking small, incremental steps to follow our intuition, we build trust in this inner guidance system. So what you can do is begin by reflecting on past instances when you followed your intuition, no matter how small it was, and then the outcomes that followed. And then conversely, you can consider times when you ignored your intuitive signals and then later wished you hadn't. You see, these reflections can provide valuable insights into the accuracy and value of your intuitive guidance. Then experiment, one of my favorite words. Experiment with following your intuition in low stakes decisions, choices that feel safe to explore without significant consequences. And then notice how these decisions unfold and how you feel about them. And by doing this practice, it builds your confidence in your intuitive abilities and encourages a more intuitive approach to life's bigger decisions. So one of the things that I tell students and clients is it's the consistency of our practice. So even if it's small during the day, tuning in, saying, I'm here, I'm ready to listen. Then as we cultivate this trusting relationship with our intuition, we open ourselves to a more authentic and fulfilling life path, guided by the deep wisdom that resides within us. As we close this episode on recognizing intuitive signals, I hope you feel a little more empowered to tune into and trust the subtle guidance of your intuition. And perhaps you have joined me in the free Intuitive Awakening daily 5-minute meditations that I've been posting this month of March. And if you haven't seen them yet, you can find them on my YouTube channel at Peaceful Wellness with Deb or on the Peaceful Wellness Institute website at peacefulwellness.institute. And no, I'm here to support you. I am re-releasing an updated version of my online course, now titled Intuitive Pathways, Cultivating Your Inner Guidance. And in this course, I extend an invitation to embark on a transformative journey to unlock the wisdom that resides within, fostering a lifelong connection to your inner guide that will illuminate your path forever. And you can enroll now for a sale price of $99. Intuitive Pathways, Cultivate Your Inner Guidance. And it's really designed to guide you on a journey of self-discovery. It enables you to connect deeply with your inner wisdom. And in this world cluttered with so much external noise and opinions, this program empowers you to clear those blockages, to enhance your intuition, and become your own spiritual guide. And even though tools like oracle cards and tarot readings can really provide insight, the true path to clarity and peace lies within you, with your ability to listen to your own inner voice. And I mean your higher voice here, not the critical voice. So I invite you to join me to unlock this powerful skill, fostering a lifelong connection to your source of inner guidance. And in addition, if you would really like some personalized guidance during this course, you can opt in for the spiritual one-to-one coaching. It's also available. So as you're working with the exercises and meditations and activities, you can work directly with me as well, ensuring that you have a wonderful experience throughout your journey. And you can find this again at peacefulwellness.institute, or you can go to peacefulwellness.org, my main site. Now remember, the journey to intuitive awakening is deeply personal and uniquely rewarding. So I thank you for joining me on Peaceful Wellness with Deb. May your week be filled with intuitive insights and inspired actions as you deepen your connection to your inner voice. And as always, my friends, I wish you much peace. Namaste. Thank you for joining with me today. For my weekly classes, meditation and modalities on-demand library, self-study courses, and private sessions, visit my website at peacefulwellness.org.